Welcome to my podcast. I am Heidi Hauer, a health and life coach, here to guide you to embrace health, happiness, and true fulfillment alongside professional success. Hello, I'm Heidi, and back on my show. This time with a personal story and message about why my next interview guest is such a role model for me when it comes to being a positive force for good in the world. Dr. Jane Goodall is a UN messenger of peace and known for her groundbreaking studies of wild chimpanzees. The interview with her comes after this episode. You may wonder what you have in common with Jane Goodall. It's probably not living with the chimpanzees in the jungle, although I guess some of you would love that idea. Wouldn't that be the perfect escape from a busy bee, high-powered life? Well, to be fair, it's probably less romantic than in my and your fantasy. But reality check aside, there are things I'm pretty certain you have in common with her. From what I can tell, and what I see in her is that she's focused on making a positive impact. She's kind-hearted, compassionate, and empathetic. And she's also incredibly curious, courageous, adventurous, of course, and certainly someone who doesn't take no for an answer. Because I know some of you who are listening right now, all this applies to you as well. And she's clearly on a mission, so much so that she has dedicated her life to making the world a better place for people, other animals, and the planet we share. How is all of this connected to my holistic view of well-being, happiness, and leadership? Well, the way I see it is that curiosity, courage, and compassion are values that make life worth living, and that make us truly alive. If we are curious about the world, we open our mind to discovering the world in a new way. If we're courageous, we believe in ourselves and we go forward with our idea without really knowing or having any guarantees of how it will turn out. If we are passionate, we connect with our heart and the world around us. In my view, there is probably no one on this planet who personifies curiosity, courage, and compassion more than Dr. Jane Goodall. In this episode now, I'd love to share with you a brief personal story and insights with you. Just recently, I was standing in the Austrian office of the Jane Goodall Institute in Vienna. Across the room is a picture of Jane with a chimpanzee. This photo pulls me forward like a strong magnet. The chimpanzee touches Jane's forehead with his finger. She leans her head humbly into his direction. I notice a stark parallel to Michelangelo's painting in the Sistine Chapel, when God touches the finger of David. Even now, as I share this with you, I get goosebumps. It feels to me like God gave us wisdom and awareness and consciousness. Chimpanzees gave us their trust to take care of the animal kingdom, as if they have passed the torch onto us, telling us, you're next in line. We trust you to do something good with the power you've been given. And then we've let them down. And worse, most of us are not even aware of that, let alone ashamed of it, how we've misused the power and trust bestowed upon us. Tears of shame. 150 species per day are extinct. Can you imagine? We are recklessly harming the planet and we are dangerously accelerating towards our own extinction. How can we be so stupid? Where did it all go so wrong? I feel a very deep disappointment in the human race, like in an experiment that failed. Tears of sadness. Then I remember Jane's book of hope and her five reasons why it's not yet too late. And sadness all of a sudden turns into admiration for her pristine spirit, for being a steady light despite all the darkness. It's tears of admiration for such a fine human spirit. I slowly move away from this picture and turn around so I can continue the conversation I'm here to have, trying to hide my tears. I'd like to leave you with this thought. How can you practice more curiosity, courage, and compassion in your everyday life? And not only in moments when it's easy, but especially in moments when it's hard. Perhaps you can right now think of a situation in your life where you feel stuck, disappointed, let down, frustrated, or any other unpleasant situation. And then ask yourself, how can I see things differently? Perhaps not only through my perspective, but also through other people's perspective. How can I react and show up in a more courageous, uplifting, and inspiring way? And often, if we change, then in surprising ways, the environment around us changes as well. So I hope this episode inspires you to search for your own light within and bring it out stronger into the world. And with that, I'm now inviting you to listen to my next episode, the interview with Dr. Jane Goodall. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and sign up to my newsletter for freebies and regular inspiration.